Let's go,
Got
Shira Toro. Let's go.
it. Okay. Listen, I thank everybody for their patience. I was having a good time, but you were just sitting there. It goes to show that you really have to know more than I know about this in order to do this. Okay, the pasuk says this, the psukim. You see, psukim, Vayomer Moshe Ha'am. This is before Kriyat Yam Suf. The people are walking up to the river, walking in the direction of the water, and they know that they can't go forward and they can't go backwards. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, say this to them, Al tira'u, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. That means they were afraid. I mean, so there's a problem. What are they afraid of? I mean, God has taken them out of Mitzrayim. They've gone through the Ten Makot. They've gone through the death of the firstborn. I mean, it comes a time where you're not afraid, where you're confident. Het yatzvu uru'u. Het yatzvu, Het yatzvu means to be strong, to stand in a very definitive manner. It's that yatzvu uru'u. And look, watch. You're going to see the Yeshuat Hashem, the redemption of God, the salvation of God, Asher Yaseh Lechem Hayom, which He's going to do for you, key, because as a result of, in light of, Asher Ra'item Et Mitzrayim Hayom, well, the way you saw the Egyptians today, right? You saw them because you ran out of Mitzrayim, you took the stuff that you took with you. Lo tosifu lirotam od ad olam. Not only did God organize Yetziat Mitzrayim, not only did He punish the Egyptians very powerfully, but He guarantees to Bnei Yisrael that they are never going to see the Egyptians again. A guarantee which was discussed by later halachists in the way they discussed it. But for us, it's enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to assuage their fear. It's nothing to be afraid of. God is in charge. Don't you see that by now? So there's a hidden accusation here also by Yovel Moshe Al Tira'u. Do not be afraid. Et Yatzvu Ru'u Et Yeshuat Hashem. You're going to see God's salvation. Asher yaseh lechem hayom. That word hayom is also kind of a, not the word we're going to deal with today, but it's a word worth considering. Whenever the pasuk says hayom, you know it's special. There's something special about that word. Ki asher ra'item et Mitzrayim hayom. What hayom are we talking about? We're talking about the hayom of seeing the Egyptians. Lotosifu, you're not going to see them. Adolam, Adolam means ever. Ever. I mean, how many promises of ever or forever are there for Bnei Yisrael? Then another pasuk, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, God will fight the battle for you. Vatem tacharishun. What is Atem tacharishun? Cheresh. It's somebody who can't speak. Can't speak, therefore he can't hear, or he can't hear, therefore he can't speak. But people who are chereshim, they have a problem with davening. Hashem yilachem lachem. God will fight on your behalf, and you, quiet. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, a second question, a second kind of consideration. And there's a parsha sign. I don't want to go into that now, but it means a somewhat deviation from the previous topic. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Right? First we had Vayomer Moshe el Ha'am. What Moshe Rabbeinu said is, don't be afraid. And not only don't be afraid, you don't have to even daven. Because it's a done deal. The prayers have been answered. The hundreds of years of prayers have been answered, so just keep quiet. Don't say a word. By Yom Hashem and Moshe, Ma Titzak Elai, And that's another pasuk, a new topic. And God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzakelai, it sounds like titzak, to scream out, is some kind of a synonym for prayer, right? Just as Moshe Rabbeinu gets finished telling Bnei Yisrael that they don't have to daven, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzakelai, what are you davening for? What are you davening for? Daber Bnei Yisrael v'yisau, and it was the summary. Bnei Yisrael don't pray daven. Moshe Rabbeinu don't daven. And if they don't daven, what should they be doing? What should they be doing? V'yisau. Just get going. Just get going. And some and people like to interpret this event in these four psukim as saying, you know, there's a time for davening and there's a time for action. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the people who didn't know that it was a time for action, for movement, to move it, to stop davening. Maybe. Maybe we'll see what some of the Meforshim have to say. The commentators. Ezra, could you move to the Rashi somehow? If you're still there. Ezra. Oh, thank you. Kesher Eitim et Mitzrayim. Rashi says, this is all Rashi, right? This window is the Rashi window. Mashere Eitim otam eino ela hayom. You see them, but you're only going to see them today. Hayom hu shereitem otam. That's how we should read the pasuk. Ki asher item et Mitzrayim hayom. Just as you saw them today, you should know that that was a kind of a special event, because it was the end. It was the end of things. Yuritim otam lo tosifu ot. Pasuk Yudalid, Hashem yilachem lachem. That's why God will fight the battle for you. Bishvilchem lachem, bishvilchem. Right, correcting the Hebrew of the Chumash into the Hebrew of Rashi, for your benefit. Hashem yilachem lachem. God will fight for you, and Rashi says for your benefit. V'chein, in a similar way, ki Hashem nilcham lachem. God is fighting for them. V'chein, the pasuk in Iyov, im la'el terivun. Im la'el terivun. V'chein, v'asher diber li, v'chein, ha'atem terivun labal. Terivun, yilachem lachem, for you. There's a kind of a setup where there's a verb and then a pronoun. And it means, the pronoun means that the verb is for you. That's what Rashi says, and we're thankful. But we haven't got enough time to go through the Rashi carefully. Let's go on. Ma titzak elai. Ma titzak elai. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, why do you daven? Lamadnu shaya Moshe omeid umitpalel. Yay! So we got the same interpretation as Rashi. That was good. Lamadnu shaya Moshe omeid umitpalel. From this we learn when God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai. So it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. What was he tzoek? Well, what else is there to scream out to heaven except to daven? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo eit ata laharich b'tfilah. This is not the time for a long Shmona Esrei. This is not the time to show everybody how long you can take to daven, right? Arich b'tfila she Yisrael nitunim b'tzara. What do you think? Yisrael nitunim b'tzara. There's this great, this terrible affliction or oppression against Israel. So you're going to daven? That's not the time to daven. Now is the time to get going. You're giving the wrong message. It's a complaint against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear that they have to move on. They have to move in the direction of the water. They have to do something difficult and jump in. What are you telling them to daven? You're giving them the wrong message, right? There's a time for davening, and there's a time for moving on. Davar acher, Rashi says, another way of understanding. Matitzak alai. Alai. Matitzak elai. Elai to me. Why do you scream to me? Alai adavar talui velo alecha. I'll take care of it, God says to Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, similarly, the Davar Acher, as the first interpretation, they blame Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the wrong message. He's teaching the wrong Torah. He's like giving people an idea that is absolutely incorrect. Davar Acher Matitzak Elai. Alai adavar talui velo alecha, God says, I'm the one who's going to make that determination. Moshe ne'emar la'alan, al benai v'al po'el yadai titzaveni. Right? The people I'm in charge of, I'm in charge of. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Rashi explains, but God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ein lahem ela linsoa. All they have to do is move on. She'ein hayam omeid bifneihem. She'ein hayam omeid bifneihem, because the waters, the sea, is not going to stand fast against them and stop them. Kedai zechut avoteihem. Kedai, worthy, the merit of their forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hem ve'emuna she'eminu bi v'yetzu. Right? There was so much faith in the generations of the forefathers. Kedai zchut avotehem ve'hem ha'emuna she'eminu bi v'yetzu. That'll be enough. It'll be enough to get them out. Likroa lahem hayam. It'll be enough to split the sea. Be somehow Rashi. As Rashi says, ein lahem elalin lisa she'er hayam or made b'fneihem. All they have to do is move ahead. They have to have faith. So what are they going to have faith in? They're standing there in front of the sea, and so God says, or Moshe Rabbeinu says, jump in. And they say, how can we jump in? It's the end of us. And they turn around, they see the Egyptians are coming. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that Moshe Rabbeinu should tell them? Don't think that you're going to be saved only because of yourself and the actions that you took in the last 200 years, but it all comes back to Zchut Avotehem, to the merit of the forefathers, v'hem v'ha'emuna she'eminu bi v'yetzu. That's what you tell them. That's what you tell them. And so there's a faith that B'nai Yisrael are called upon, and that's the faith that B'nai Yisrael are called upon to have in the merit of the forefathers, etc. Now let's look quickly at two other mefarshim, the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. So the Ibn Ezra, Ezra, you have to get me to the next page. Ezra. There you are. Ibn Ezra, look at the Ibn Ezra. We don't learn the Ibn Ezra so often, but this is a good time. Matitzak, Yeshomrim, Kimoshet, so Ekelaham. Yeshomrim, Rashi. Rashi said it, that Moshe Rabbeinu is tzoek, but Ibn Ezra says, Yeshomim ki Moshe Rabbeinu tzoek el Hashem, right? El Hashem. That Moshe Rabbeinu is davening as hard as he can. That's why it's tzoek. V'zeh einenu nachon. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Ki kevar diber lo. He already said to him, God, to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'kavda b'faro. I'm going to make it really tough on Paro. Rak ne'mar el Moshe, shehu k'neged kol Yisrael. But that was said to right? That the reason that it says Moshe, even though he's really talking to all of Am Yisrael, is because Moshe Rabbeinu somehow equals Rak Neymar El Moshe, Shehu Keneged Kol Yisrael. Ba'avur Shetzaaku B'nei Yisrael El Hashem, right? That B'nei Yisrael, since B'nei Yisrael was screaming and davening, Vayisau, they have to move along. And Rabbi Ben Ezra says, Ma'at Ma'at, Ad she'yagiyu lisvat hayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu that they would be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Egyptians would be punished and lose out. So they had to somehow, Moshe Rabbeinu had the job of convincing B'nai Israel that they could have faith if they went step by step towards the water, that they would be saved. That's the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban, we'll learn a little bit of the Ramban. Rabbi Avraham is the Ibn Ezra. Ki Moshe Keneged Kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a dressed Moshe Rabbeinu dressed all of B'nai Yisrael. They would scream to God. Ki Moshe Amar Vayitzaku B'nai Yisrael al Hashem, and that's what it says in the pasuk, that B'nai Yisrael yelled out. So we have a like just a question. What do you mean yelled out? Why couldn't it say Davin? Itbalel, Vayitbalelu? What do you mean Titzak? Does it ever say Titzak by Avraham Avinu? No. Does it say that by Yitzchak? No. What is B'nai Yisrael on some Titzak? Where'd they learn that? Where'd they learn Titzak? Vayitzaku B'nai Yisrael Hashem. V'imkein lama ma Titzak elai? So here the Ramban, he's got it. Ramban doesn't get it. If B'nai Yisrael screamed and davened, so what's wrong with that? That was a good thing for them to do. I mean, the theater of the Egyptian invasion of Yam Suf, they'll wait a little bit. Kadosh Baruch Hu could do that. Why doesn't he want them to daven? Ramban. Lama ma nat sakay lai wa ulem let's ok wo la yo ma mat ni chem let's ok de ber la hem bin ni vi so don't maybe this is what God meant. Don't just let them scream, but get them to move along. It's like he's not saying that it's bad to daven. He's just saying that the time has come to move along. Ki kvar amarti lecha vikavda beparo. We have the same pasuk that Rashi. That Rashi quoted, "Vikavda be'paro." Okay, so we see that everybody is downplaying the Tzitzak, as though that it's not even worth talking about. It means just what you think it means. It doesn't mean anything else. Now, I'd like to just, if I may, look at the Medrash Rabbah. That's quoted in the Sfat Emet, and we'll look at the Sfat Emet, and I'll try to explain it, and we'll do it efficiently. Ezra, are you with us? The move to the Shmot Rabbah, right? That's it. Shmot Rabbah. Quote: Ahud Amar. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Tzaku, Vashem Shomea, Mahu Kain. Right? What is Tzaku, Vashem Shomea, Ella? The Medrash comes up with an idea. The Medrash, right? The Medrash Rabbah comes up with this interesting idea. But just because it's interesting doesn't mean it means something to us yet. But the interesting idea is, Eddie's idea, Ela Shtei Yerushot Hinchil Yitzchak L'Shtei Banav. Besides everything that we know about Yitzchak and his sons, and he got along with them, he didn't get along with them, he gave them blessings, didn't give them blessings, but the Medrash says there were two inheritances that Yitzchak gave, one to each of his sons, right? V'shnei banav, inchil Yaakov, hakol. So it says when Yaakov showed up dressed up like Esau, he said, hakol. Kol Yaakov, So the way the Medrash understands that is that this was a kind of a cover-up for Yitzchak giving Yaakov the bracha of kol, the bracha of voice, a kol kol Yaakov, v'inchila Esav hayadayim, sh'ne'emar v'hayadayim yidei Esav. Yadayim yidei Esav. It was, but he gave these two brachot, sort of, he gave these two brachot to Yaakov. He gave Yaakov the bracha of Yaakov, which was Hakol Kol Yaakov, and he gave Yaakov the bracha of Esav, which was V'hayadayim Yidei Esav. So in a manner of speaking, we inherited the bracha of Yadayim and the bracha of Kol, right? We inherited both of this. So he says, Yadayim 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 Esav was proud of his what he received, which was Yadayim, and Yaakov was received Kol, Shekol. Now the one who tried to explain this Medrash, which strikes us as being a bit odd, was the Sfat Emet. Sfat Emet. And even though my wife always says I should tell everybody who these people are, because we don't, not everybody knows, but we don't have time today. So look at it, look it up for yourself. The Sfat Emet. Sfat Emet was the second Ger Rebbe in Ger. And Ezra, can you like move me to the Sfat Emet, the last of the picture? Ah, Sfat Emet. Adoni Ovi Zikeni, my grandfather. Mori Verabi, my teacher. The Sfat Emet's father died when he was a young boy and he grew up in his grandfather's house, Yerim. And he says, he quotes him very often, his grandfather. He gave Perusha Midrash. He tried to explain this mysterious Midrash. Matitzak, Matitzak, Yerushot, right? Yerushot. There were two kinds of Yerushot. There was a Yerushav Yadayim, a Yerushav Kol. Ki al Yidei HaKol. He says, what does it mean to get the Kol? It means the Kol, al Yidei HaKol, Me'orim. They are activated. B'nei Yisrael, Dveikatam, B'kol Kol Yaakov. They become, they get the special, they get the special Kol, which is Kol Yaakov. When this happens, Sho'alim, at that time they ask, Matitzak, why are you screaming out with this voice? She'ein tzarich tzaka. She'ein tzarich tzaka klal. U'chinyan al banai v'al po'al yadi. Titzaveni. Mikol makom kol zeh nasal yidei ha'kol. This all takes place because of the kol that it comes out of the tzaka. V'zeh she'amar mitga'eh v'yerushato. That he was very proud of the Yerusha of Kol, he Yaakov, he Yisrael. Tamua lishon ha-medrash, ma shekatuv kvar shamati, tzaakatan v'chulei. So, this is what I understand. This is what I understand. That according to the Medrash Rabbah, and finalized, sort of stamped a conclusion here in the Sfat Emet, there are two kinds of davening. Appeals that are made to God. And both of them had started out. One started out as a kol kol Yaakov, and the other one as Yadayim Yidei Esav, but we can restate that in a different way. Yadayim Yidei Esav, that's the real battle. That's the battle of Amalek. That was the battle where Moshe Rabbeinu held out his arms. His arms represented emunah, and emunah, as Rav Nachman of Breslov always says, emunah equals tefillah. That's what tefillah is. It's a statement of faith. It's not a request, according to Rav Nachman. It's not even asking God for something. You don't have to ask God for anything. God knows what you need. And whether you get it or you don't get it, it's a decision that is beyond our ken. But davening is a statement of faith. It says that God can reorder the world. And that's why you're turning to God. That's called accepting God's dominion. That's what davening is. Davening is not send me this or cure me that or go give me more comfort or pleasure in the world. God knows all about that. And whether you get any of that depends on a kind of reckoning that is far beyond what we can understand. So there are two kinds of davening. One is the davening of real battle, of olam hazeh, what goes on in this world, of what goes on in this world. And then there's the kol Yaakov, the matitzakelai. Titzak means to scream. Scream meaning it doesn't have words. Doesn't have words. We know what that is. That's the tkiat shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is, doesn't have words. And that's the kind of davening that only Bnei Yisrael can do because they inherited from Yaakov Avinu, Kol Kol Yaakov. So in this interchange between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Matitzak Elai. Why go and use the davening of tsa'ak, of shofar, of no words? Why use that davening now? Now you have a problem of, like, real. There's a real problem. Now is the time for the davening of Yadayim Yedei Esav. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unhappy with Moshe Rabbeinu. Was unhappy with Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't explain to them, to the people, that there's the davening of Yadayim and the davening of Kol, and that distinction exists in the Medrash. In the Medrash itself, and is kind of validated and reinterpreted by the Ger Rebbe. So what you have is like an interesting idea, I think, that Bnei Yisrael opted for the unnecessary davening, for the davening that can only be done perhaps in the Beit HaMikdash, the davening that can only be done by people who are settled, who are reaching to heaven. Right? And not the people who are working their way through a reality check. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, to Moshe Rabbeinu, not that kind of davening. Don't. That's not what we need now. Na be'er b'nei Yisrael v'yisao. We need the kind of davening of Yadayim, the kind of davening that gets you into a better place in Olam Hazeh. And that's the objective that b'nei Yisrael had to learn when they left Mitzrayim. Have a good Shabbos. All the best. Sorry about the delay at the beginning, but it's just beyond me. All the best.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.